For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. At a recent candidate forum in Compte, all five contenders vying for the 5th District Supervisor's seat had a chance to respond to several variations on this question presented by moderator Amanda Ryman.
So question three is, how familiar are you with the current cannabis regulatory landscape? Have you read the county cannabis ordinance, the state regulations? Are you following the changes and updates?
A major source of anxiety for people in the cannabis industry is record keeping. How should the county work with the state to regulate an industry that's still federally illegal? That is not a direct quote, but Ted Williams addressed it when he suggested a way to anonymize records.
Digital hash is a way to sign a document so that later you can prove that it's authentic, that it hasn't been modified in any way. And this would be one way to maintain records, where instead of the county having a file of everyone's personal data, we could give the data back to the applicant, but signed, so that it ever comes into question, we can look at that document and have the computer tell us, yes, it was issued by which clerk on which date for how, what type of license, and yet the county wouldn't be maintaining any records to hand over should the feds arrive.
Another source of frustration is the labyrinth in permitting process. David Roderick suggested that there is already a model for simply getting a permit.
Let's treat the whole license program like going to Class K house. You have a checklist of things that have to be a certain way. You can do your own inspection, get everything ready, and when you're ready for inspection, you call this county and say, come out and inspect me. The inspector comes out, goes through your checklist, check, 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 yes, 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 pay your fee to him, he writes, you see, signs the report, hand you the permit, and you're done.
Chris Skyhawk weighed in on taxes.
I'd like to see everything go with a gross receipts tax, not an alternative minimum tax that's currently being proposed. I think that if currently people don't want to get involved because there's a certain amount of taxes that they're going to have to pay whether they're successful or not, I think that if it's attached to how much is actually produced and how much the farmer is actually making, then it will decrease the fear that people have for getting in, because they could have a bad crop and they could end up owing all the money anyway, even if they had, as if they had a successful one.
Arthur Jewell had some suggestions for streamlining the permitting process.
Get some experts. You know, you don't have any experts in the county right now who know what the hell's going on. Take some of these guys out of jail who've been growing a lot of marijuana. Let them know what farming is all about. That's what you got to do. You got to get an expert. Then do a checklist, like you said. You know, but then work with the state. Get some state people to work with the county.
Alan Rodier advocated negotiating with the state.
What there needs to be is a dialogue between county, Mendocino County, and the state. If we can get that through Sacramento, allow us to get more autonomy and make more decisions about marijuana and how it's legalized to grow for commercial reasons, then we could get a handle on getting marijuana back into our economy.
Afterwards, I caught up with one of the organizers of the event. Janine Coleman is the executive director of the Mendocino Appalachians Project.
I thought it was a really, really informative forum.
So did you hear anything in particular that you were really impressed with, either in terms of what the audience said or how the candidates responded?
Absolutely. I thought there were some really great explorations around minimizing local permitting processes. That's a lot of the challenge for the cannabis industry moving forward as regulations developing on the state and local level. I think anything that we can do to streamline the process for local operators is really a boon for our local community as well as the statewide regulatory framework, and really I think with the intention of folding as many existing operators into permitting and licensing as possible. And so that was a really interesting concept to hear from a couple different candidates. So, you know, curious to kind of explore that thread and see where that goes.
I also had the chance to talk with Mark Schaefer of the Mendocino Cannabis Industry Association. He talked about what his organization is trying to accomplish. He's not endorsing any particular candidate at this time.
And my impression of the forum was that it was fantastic for the turnout. We sponsored the event, so that way we could have control over the style of questions. The way that we are forming our agenda is around what we call cannabis inclusion or cannabis inclusive styles of questions. because we realize that the county has more than just one issue. So cannabis is important, but we have to make sure that Board of Supervisor candidates are answering questions about all the issues in Mendo.
And did you hear anything that specifically impressed you as a voter, either from a candidate or from the audience here today?
What impressed me was that all five candidates seemed to be pro-cannabis on some level.
Jude Tillman was less impressed.
I think it was pretty obvious that among the five candidates who are speaking tonight, they, for the most part, don't understand the cannabis industry, the regulations on the state or the county level, nearly as much as the people in the audience, the people who have been going through this for so many years.
Though she remained skeptical, Tillman identified two candidates she'd like to hear more from.
Chris Skyhawk comes up with a very good liberal/progressive programs, but how do you pay for those programs? And then on the other hand, Ted Williams speaks about how government shouldn't be involved in this. They got to step back and let us regulate ourselves, us meaning the cannabis industry. Well, that's not exactly true either, because we're being scrunched by huge, huge capital interests that are so deep-pocketed that the small farmers and the small entrepreneurs in Mendocino don't have a chance unless we're given a hand up by county government specifically.
With five candidates in the 5th district and 8 in the 3rd, one thing is sure, it's going to be a lively election season. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.